Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what is going on today with Steve Schindler in Creighton, Bill?
It's a big day today. It's Body Art Day.
Body Art.
Body Art Day at the bank.
Wait a second.
Well,
wait a
couple things that people don't know about Shin Daddy. For the last 2 years, he's been a tattoo apprentice. So he's been learning how to tattoo.
Fine.
And so he's brought in two professionals and himself have booths set up for free tattoos today. They have to be somewhat simple to not have a line back up, but they'll be giving tattoos. And so if you're under 16, though, you have to bring a note from your parents that it's okay to get a tattoo. Steve is specializing in one thing today. He's specializing in the barbed wire bicep. He's doing the barbed wire bicep. So everyone can come in and get the bicep barbed wire tattoo.
I'm there.
You're not getting a barbed wire bicep.
Come on, I'm going.
That's what Shin Daddy.
You don't even have a bicep.
Oh, there you are.
That's what Shin Daddy is majoring today. So today will be Body Art Day.
Wow.
So they have two other tattoo artists and Shin Daddy. So you can whip in. And they have some things to select from. They got to be somewhat quick because they don't want to get all stacked up. But
it's going to be a long line.
It's tattoo day. Not often do you get to come in, get a cashier's check, then also get a permanent tattoo. That's what's nice.
How long does a tattoo take for the barbed wire?
It depends.
The barbed wire like that depends on how many strands you want to do.
Depends.
Yeah. So he'll do like a single strand. You might have to touch some things up later, but he wants to get. He'd like to get a lot of the youth in there if he could.
Daddy does body art.
Body art, yes.
Does he do piercings?
No piercings like that. But no, just does the body art. But he's not down on piercings. He just doesn't do those
fine.
Right now. But he's been an apprentice for 2 years. So thank you, Shin
Daddy. Wow, that's gonna be.
That's a big day today. Body art at the bank.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with that conversation.
That little bit. Sound. Yes.
Incredible. Artistic.
Artistic. Hmm. So anyway, big day there.
There's the big day. Creighton.
Tattoos at Creighton Bank.
What's this bank
Midwest
called?
Midwest Bank in Creighton today.
Midwest
Bank.
Yes. I wonder if he'll ever move these sort of little days he has into Lincoln to the Midwest Bank on what's the location?
70th and Pioneers.
He'll probably always listen, but he's done 35 years there at Creighton. So I don't know if he wants to branch out of that.
Do you want to say anything about the stone wall?
It's a wonderful stone building. It really is. If you haven't seen it, it's beautiful. It is a delightful looking building.
The
please
best way
check
is,
it out.
Is the angle it sits there.
Oh, it's, yeah.
It's kind of a, whatever that, how would you describe it?
It says, look at me, I'm beautiful.
It's on top of the hill.
It is.
It's on top of the hill. And it has
I'll
that
always
look.
Remember seeing it for the first time.
I'll say this also, if anyone's ever been in that, the busiest section of the most mayhem is right there.
Really?
With Hy-Vee, Chipotle, Midwest, but all the things. On that inside turn by Hy-Vee,
yeah. Right?
It's almost impossible to not hit someone. There is cars coming every
it's very,
direction.
Very busy.
It's
very
right busy.
Scooters over there. I mean, you got all sorts of stuff. It's a very busy.
Popeyes. It's like a hornet's nest.
The southeast corner of 70th and Pioneers is absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
With all the stuff happening there, all hornet's the businesses.
Nest. Yes.
So. All right. Thank you to Midwest Bank for always sponsoring Hour 2 of Early Break, and Shin Daddy for always coming up with incredible things to do.
Body art.
In Creighton today. Tattoos.
Today is body art.
Tattoos in Creighton today. Amazing. Amazing. 464-5685. Call or text as always. We were going through in the first hour the top 25 poll, the coaches poll. Nebraska is not in it.
Mm-mm.
I did see, though, and we brought this up a month ago, but Joel Klatt brought it up again. He has Nebraska 22nd in his ranking.
Okay.
And he said that Nebraska should be 8-1 following the Ohio State game.
Good God.
Which, again, is still, you're just, that would be awesome. We know Nebraska has lost games they shouldn't have lost in the past, but 8-1 is what he says.
Why do I say good God?
It's a big expectation. It's a big expectation from Joel Klatt.
Come on.
But the question I have is of this easy start, in quotations, easy start to the schedule, which game gives you the most potential of a loss for Nebraska? Is it as simple as Colorado, or could it be the Rutgers game in early
October?
Why
not Indiana?
Could it be at Indiana in mid-October? Which of the games before Ohio State is, which fans would say, or what you guys would say, would be the most potential of a loss for Nebraska? Is there one that stands out that's obvious?
I would look at if someone said you had to pick one, I'd pick Purdue or Indiana.
Yeah,
road games.
On the road. On the road. Sometimes
go with Indiana.
Sometimes you can have a moment. I believe Indiana brought in some really good players from JMU. JMU is a really good team. They brought in some good players.
They brought in 10 players, all of them on the two deep, probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that's you have to give them credit. Google me as coach.
Kurt Cignetti. Google me, yes.
And he's won. But it's still his first year, though. That'll be hard. I think Purdue, like that, they're in year two. They'll be better. Their quarterback is back. They'll be better. Now, they're picked not well, but I'm just telling you.
Their schedule's a bear.
Yeah. But that doesn't – depends how beat up they are before Nebraska plays them. So I'm not saying Purdue's going to have a season. I'm saying that they could – that's a potential loss. You go there, that's probably going to be like an 11 a.m. kick.
It is 11 a.m. Yep, 11 a.m. on
so sometimes
September 20th.
On the road, 11 a.m. at Purdue, half full.
100.
And so you might that there's always a chance of that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always always remember this. The other teams, especially when you're talking Colorado and the Big Ten, the other teams know. They're not the same. You don't say that that's a good UTEP team or that's a good Northern Iowa. They don't have the same scholarships. No. But when you get into the Big Ten, they have guys.
Oh, God, yes.
They have players. They're well coached. Yeah. They're in the Big Ten.
Thank you.
They have some. Don't think for a second it's like, oh, there's nobody there we'd like. Oh, yes, there is.
But the answer here is Indiana.
Yeah.
That's
probably be the one.
That's the game that scares me the most because it kind of what Bill's saying about the crowd. It'll be sleepy at Indiana, but they'll be better than Purdue. They'll be more apt to hurt you with their offense than Purdue. They have good skill at Indiana, and they'll have guys. It's same conversation, but it's just a little better team at Indiana.
Agreed.
Same conversation in that it'll be sleepy. Like these Nebraska players, some of them aren't used to going to a place like that. Like they go from Nebraska where it's such a big deal to a place where it's really not a big deal.
Yeah. Or like to last year, if you played at Nebraska last year and you played at Colorado, that was cool. Or you go on the road to play, like I said, at
Minnesota.
That was cool.
Yeah.
At Iowa.
Cool.
At wherever you said these games are cool. You go to a place where it's like a vroom. That's a tough deal to get your guys going. They're not used to that. It's very, very hard.
Yeah, that's Pelini used to talk about that all the time, where when you went to Purdue, you had to generate your own energy. You worry about it. You don't worry about the crowd now. You worry about the silence. You know, you worry about how dead it feels. And that's, yeah, that's part of, that's the part of the psychology. So I'm saying Indiana of those games.
Someone's saying that that's a trap game. You're paying attention to that game. That you're off of a bye week after, before that. Ohio State's the next week.
It's funny when saying, Nebraska.
I don't call it a trap game. No.
Nebraska's not good enough to have
right.
a trap game.
Who would call that a trap game? That's a scary game for Nebraska on the road.
Yeah, we got to quit talking about Nebraska.
I received a text on the text line from Bird in Columbus. We already called him out. So, Bird in Columbus.
Bird.
He gave ABBA a 2.
Which is disappointing.
Disappointing.
Now, he sent me, I'm not sure where this comes from in terms of the gambling, the spreads here, but he gave me what he has used for the whole season for the spreads of different games for Nebraska. And I'll give you Nebraska, a 7-point favorite against Colorado.
Okay.
On this.
Okay.
23.5 point favorite against Northern Iowa.
Okay.
I think 27 against UTEP is what it looks like here, too.
27?
Against UTEP.
Jeez.
9.5 against Illinois.
Okay.
5.5 against Purdue. 6.5 against Rutgers. And then you get to Indiana, Nebraska, a 3.5-point favorite.
There
so that's
go.
The lowest spread.
There you go.
Lowest favorite of the first 7 games.
There you go.
Then you're 20.5-point underdog at Ohio State. 7-point favorite against UCLA. 6-point dog at USC, 2.5-point favorite against Wisconsin, and 2.5-point dog against Iowa.
So how often are they dogs? Which
three
games?
Times.
Three dogs.
Yeah, Ohio State, okay. USC, and Iowa. Favorite against Wisconsin.
And what was this line against Iowa? I'm sorry.
It was 2.5 in favor of
barely
Iowa.
Barely dogs against Iowa.
Yeah, but like we've said it before, that it's a very, very favorable schedule.
Oh, God, yes.
When you start going down, it's like, okay, what's the gauntlet you have there for a while? It's like, okay, we got Illinois, and then we got Purdue, and then we have Rutgers, and we just look at the – it's like, okay, now remember, they all have players. They do all have players. But it's not – you didn't catch Oregon. You didn't catch a Penn State.
No, you didn't catch Michigan.
Didn't catch Michigan. And so and Michigan, even though not as good as they were last year, they're still really good.
Oh, they're defense.
They're really good.
Yeah.
And so they caught a break with that, like I said. And then of the new coming teams coming in, the one you don't want to catch was Oregon.
No.
Just don't catch Oregon.
You don't
Oregon.
Want to catch them. You don't
and
want to catch
and
them.
You didn't catch Oregon. So those are advantages like that, which they'll play very well in those games. But this is their chance. It's a chance to go from whatever 5-7 to go to a 9 or 10 win season.
I'd love to go watch these practices, Purdue practice, Indiana practice, just to see what we're dealing with. And Bill's right. If you go there, I think if you're a Nebraska fan, you'd walk away going, okay, this isn't going to be easy. This is not going to be easy. The Illinois game of the Frost era when they lost out, I mean, me and Bill had to fight. I was a shoemaker. I remember watching him warm up and thinking, Illinois, you know, you go into that game thinking, Illinois is not that great. Then I was watching him warm up. I was like, oh, God.
They looked pretty good.
Yeah, they look. That Illinois team was not bad. Mm-mm. But it wasn't great.
The next first game.
The next week, they played UTSA. I think they lost.
They did. They
on
did
their
lose.
Home field.
Yes.
Now, complicated because UTSA is pretty
110.
Good.
They won 10 games.
They were pretty good. Yeah, UTSA was pretty good.
Yes.
But that Illinois team, I remember thinking, God, this is supposed to be a mediocre Big Ten team. Look at them. God dang, they had dudes up front. They had dudes up front on that team.
And I wouldn't discount Illinois this year. You know, it's a Friday night game in here. Don't count. Bielema's a pretty solid coach. Their quarterback's back.
Don't discount.
And there's some things that, like I said, you just never know how things can happen.
Don't
and what
discount.
You don't know about is there'll be so many variables by the time you get to each game. There's going to be discussions of like, well, this happened, that
there's
happened.
There's already variables in Nebraska's camp. Yeah, so okay. That, I mean, you don't know what the kicker situation is. I think the punter's not hitting on all cylinders. You'll have injuries. It's real now. These discussions are now real. They're in camp. They're going into full pads. It's on now. I mean, all that flowery off-season talk is pretty much over. It's on. The game against UTEP will be honest. And then it's real. I mean, we'll see what that looks like. 27 just seems really high to me. Really high. It does.
It is very high.
Seems
extremely high for the first game.
This isn't 1995.
Higher than the Northern Iowa game.
Yeah.
23.5 for that game. So that's at least for the service that Bird in Columbus is using for that.
Bird!
Thank you, Bird.
Thank you to Bird. Thank you to Bird. Before I get to break, I got to give a quick plug. We have not mentioned these guys in several months.
I'm ready to talk.
Yeah, but guess what? Ernie's in Ceresco.
Ceresco.
They're back, Sip. They are back. They've got a sale. The Ernie's has gone bananas.
Bananas.
It started August 1st. It goes through the August 18th. Best pricing of the season. 60-month interest-free financing.
Do they have appliances?
That's 5 years, by the way.
They have everything.
Yeah. What else? Appliances? What do they have there, Bill?
Well, here's what I talk about like that. So Tyler Swanson, who runs Ernie's, who I talked to in great detail 2 days ago about his fishing trip, we had to buy a bunch of appliances. Dishwasher, stove, da-da-da-da-da.
Trixie, are you listening?
Bought this for Laura's parents. Guess who we got a hold of?
Who?
Ernie's. That's all I deal with is Ernie's.
This is good to know.
Go right to them like that, and the prices are always the best there is.
This is good to
know. Their service is absolutely incredible. Make the trip out there.
Trixie, are you listening?
Free popcorn.
The dishwasher's out. She's talking about getting all new appliances. Get it. Just go to Ernie's.
Ernie's.
How about this? Speaking of that, up to $750 off appliance packages. At Ernie's.
We just hit $750
off appliance packages. Now, also, free ice cream on Sundays.
Oh, they also have popcorn all the time.
Where's this at? This is Ernie's in Ceresco.
Ceresco. And you want to stop at the gas station and get yourself a meatloaf sandwich. They have an incredible meatloaf sandwich right when you pull into town. And you whip into Main Street. And then you whip up to Main Street. And that's you're going to see Tyler out there. He'll meet you. And then just also ask him. Tell him you want the Bill Bush discount. Ask for Tyler or Dean Swanson and say, listen, we'd like to have the Bill Bush discount. And he's going to take more money off.
This is big.
Yeah, this is really big for everyone. Go bananas.
It's the Ernie's has gone bananas sale. It's the 1st to the 18th of August. Again, up to $750 off appliance packages. Free ice cream on Sundays. Also, if you want to stop by, 60-month interest-free financing. It is the best pricing of the season.
Hey, you want any money?
Washers out.
No, hit me up in 5 years and start paying for it.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
I might not even be around.
Trixie.
You are sick. You're morbid.
How'd you guys get ahead? Sip didn't make it.
All right, I'm sorry. Ernie's Ceresco. Yes.
It's such a nice drive. You whip right
Highway
by
77.
You whip right by the dump. And then you're right out there. It's a relaxing drive. You want to drive out there.
God dang, Bill. Good job.
And ask Tyler about his fishing trip, too. He just got back from Canada. Had an incredible trip.
Ernie's in Ceresco stopped by today. When we come back, is there a breakout player in college football in Nebraska's roster this year? 24/7 Sports says yes. Who's that next? An early break in the ticket.